State Line, Washington. Senator John Stennis discusses issues and the Congress. Today's program of State Line, Washington originates from LaGuardia Field in New York City. Senator Stennis, what are you doing here at LaGuardia Field?
Well, I'm making a direct check upon the volume of traffic here in New York City. Not only LaGuardia Field, where I am now, but also at the Kennedy International Airport, with reference to the terrific air traffic jams and backups, which are worse here than anywhere in the United States.
We'd like to talk about those things and some other matters in just 1 minute. Senator Stennis, what have you found here in New York City?
Well, of course, here at LaGuardia, where we are now, is perhaps the third heaviest air traffic in the United States. Now, I find this continuous flow of traffic here, even on the so-called slow hours, where planes are coming in much of the time on the average of every minute or minute and a half, and one going out about that same frequently. I find an overworked group of controllers, an overworked pattern of operation, a congestion in the air, even though they are able to keep it relatively safe. And I realize that we're in a real special jam and problem for the next 2 years, perhaps, with air traffic before it can be fully corrected.
Senator, what effect does this traffic jam, as you call it, have on, say, an area like Mississippi?
Well, in the first place, when they have a backup in these large cities, that means they have to do back up the traffic right on back to where it originates and stop it from coming in to this pattern of operations. In other words, if it's backed up too much in New York, they back it up then in Washington, and Washington in turn backs it up in Atlanta, sets it back, I mean, and then Atlanta would set it back in Jackson, the Meridian, and Dallas and places west. So we are all affected, because it's just like the blood in a person's body. It passes from place to place, and this problem backs up the traffic, as I've said. Another thing, it looks to me like the FAA may reach a point where they'll start to limiting the number of scheduled flights in order to protect the safety of the passengers. Now, we have hard enough time in Mississippi getting proper schedules of flights now. They're really not adequate to serve our economy and to serve our people properly for air travel. So I'm looking into it from that standpoint. I want to get this logjam broken for our conditions to be better met in Mississippi and get this problem, help get it solved. And from the standpoint of the chairman of the subcommittee of the Senate Appropriations Committee, I'm the one that handles this transportation money, and I'm pursuing it to that end, and very vigorously pursuing it. And already off an amendment which was adopted and becomes law, providing for additional controllers as well as additional equipment that has to be installed to ensure safety with this heavy traffic.
Senator, several years ago, near Mississippi, a small airline started and is now the Delta airline. Recently, a new airline was started in Mississippi from Greenville to Jackson, and now down to the coast, entirely owned and operated by Mississippians. With this crowded sky, do you think there's room for expansion and a place for such airlines?
Well, I think the traffic is going to increase tremendously in the next 5 years. The estimates are it'll increase up to as high as 70 to 75% within the brief period of 5 years. We can't increase it much more until we learn how to take care of it, though. It's a matter of safety. It's a matter of safety. And that's the most immediate problem. Yes, there'll be additional flights, a great many additional ones in Mississippi. Now, the airline companies, the field is rather full for the time being.
We'd like to talk about the National Convention in just 1 minute. Senator, what do you think of the challenge of Mississippi convention delegates? Do you think this challenge is on solid grounds?
Well, no, I really do not think so. But I'm concerned and, in fact, incensed at the false charges or statements that were made by men high in office that tried to convict our regular delegates before the testimony was ever heard before the Credentials Committee as to whether or not they'd be seated. Senator Mondale, representing Vice President Humphrey, made these charges that went before the people of the entire nation, that our regular delegation is not legally selected, should not be seated. It's highly prejudicial. I not only immediately challenged him, but I took it up directly with the Vice President, Mr. Humphrey, and requested him to make a strong statement that he thought any delegation was entitled to fair hearing and decision based on the testimony. I also sought Senator Mondale, talked to him in my office about it. And I've done everything I can to overcome and get them to make a fair statement about it.
Have you been in touch with any officials in Mississippi?
Oh, yes. Yes, I've conferred with the gentleman who are handling the matter in Mississippi for the regular delegation. I'm forming a statement, a wire now, to Governor Hughes of New Jersey, who'll be chairman of that convention. I mean the Credentials Committee of the convention, appealing there for fairness. And I'll get a message to him before that Credentials Committee convenes.
Thank you, Senator Stennis. This has been Stateline, Washington. Senator John Stennis has discussed issues and the Congress. Today's program of Stateline, Washington originated at LaGuardia Field in New York City, where Senator Stennis is making an inspection trip as chairman of the Subcommittee on Appropriations for the Transportation Department.